7 minutes past eight, and another look now at what it says in your morning papers with Shane McElhattan.
The government's latest bid to get to grips with the housing crisis through changes to the rent pressure zones is addressed across the papers this morning. The Irish Independent leads with a report that the rent pressure zone system is to be extended to the entire country after agreement on a new system of national rent control was reached last night by ministers. The paper's lead story says the current system, which caps yearly rent rises to 2% or in line with inflation, will be retained for existing tenants. But significantly, the paper says every area of the country will be designated as a rent pressure zone under the new national rent control system. The Irish Daily Star says there'll be no rent caps on new build apartments as part of the government push to increase the supply of them being built. The Irish Times lead story provides some context for the government moves. It quotes a new report from AIB on the Construction Purchasing Managers Index, which indicates the level of home building contracted in May for the first time in 9 months amid a wider fall in Irish construction firm activity. In the same paper, Pat Leahy reflects on how the housing move might backfire on the coalition. He said it would be an exaggeration to say there's confidence that all this will work quickly to increase housing supply. He says opposition to the rent cap changes is growing and it'll be heard in the Dáil tomorrow and on the streets next week. Another report on economic activity, this time from the spending watchdog the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, gives the papers plenty of angles. The Irish Daily Mail's lead story calls the report a damning warning to government. The paper says the report is particularly critical of proposals to support the economy while it's doing well, but to withdraw the support in the event of a downturn, which, the paper quotes the report as saying, would be exactly the opposite of what standard economic advice would suggest. The Times sees some good news for the government in the same report, noting that corporation tax receipts could surge by as much as 5 billion euro as a result of tax changes applying to companies and the rush to export goods to the United States ahead of the imposition of tariffs. Comments by Garda Commissioner Drew Harris at yesterday's unveiling of the latest equipment deployed by An Garda Síochána gives the papers lots of material with several angles to pursue. The Times focuses on the Commissioner's warning to senior Kinahan gang figures that they're in a perilous position as the state has already secured significant policing results that people had said couldn't be done. The paper quotes Deputy Commissioner Justin Kelly as warning the Gardaí would be relentless in their pursuit of gang members and others involved in organised crime. Even going to another country with no extradition agreement in place did not offer them safety, he said. The Star's coverage puts the warning to the Kinahans on the front page under the headline Gunning for Dan. But inside the Star and the Irish Daily Mirror both give equal billing to the new equipment being unveiled. The Star says the force has the largest fleet of vehicles in its history, as well as new technology systems, following what's been described as the biggest shake-up in the force ever. As heard already on the programme, the crisis afflicting another arm of state security, the Air Traffic Controller Force, is to be addressed by Defence Minister Simon Harris at Cabinet this week, according to several of the papers. The Independent says a shortage of air traffic controllers at Casement Aerodrome in Baldonnell meant that air traffic control there had moved to a five-day-a-week operation. And the paper says Mr Harris wants to get it back to a 24/7 basis. The Mail says the Taoiseach is looking for Cabinet approval for a retention and incentivisation plan similar to that offered to pilots to be extended to the air traffic controllers. The paper says the government now fears the crisis could mean the state could experience the diplomatic embarrassment of having to seek aid from the EU to provide the security umbrella for next year's hosting of the EU presidency. Finally, most of the papers carry tributes to the best-selling British author Frederick Forsyth, whose death at the age of 86 was reported yesterday. Many of the tributes describe how he turned his life as an RAF pilot and war correspondent into a series of best-selling thrillers, beginning with Day of the Jackal. The Times report, sourced from the Guardian newspaper, recalls how Forsyth became an Irish resident in the 1970s, availing of the tax exemption for artists introduced by former Taoiseach Charles Haughey. Some years later, his wife had become worried for the family's safety because of the troubles and wanted to move back to the UK. In an RTE interview, Forsyth told Sean O'Rourke that Mr. Haughey tried to persuade him to stay in Ireland, even offering him an unusual incentive. Forsyth quoted Mr. Haughey, "I can't offer you citizenship because your grandfather came from Youghal and you're entitled to that, but I can offer you a senatorship."
We'll be hearing some of that interview before the end of the programme. Shane, thank you. It's 13 minutes past eight.